You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions on TorqueMag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can also download directly from WMR.fm. Today's show is all about the power of words. Any WordPress user knows that your content doesn't matter if users cannot find it. That's why tools like Yoast SEO are often one of the first plugins I add to any WordPress site. Yoast encourages writers like me to use keywords to help get Google's attention so that readers can find my articles. But what happens when readers find my content but might tune out because they feel excluded by the language I've used? Today's guest is Taco Verdo, head of relations at Yoast SEO, to tell us all about the new inclusive language analysis tool in Yoast SEO. Taco,
yes.
I always butcher your name. Can you get it right for me?
Yeah, my last name is impossible for everyone who's not Dutch. It's Verdonschot.
But for this conversation?
Just Taco works.
Yeah, that works. You've been in the WordPress space for a long time. Why don't we start off with your origin story and maybe what led you up to getting at Yoast?
Yeah, so that's a fun story. Back in 2013, I had a job on the other side of the country, which sounds really far away if you're not Dutch. In the Netherlands, that's about an hour and a half. And I was fed up with it. I was fed up with the travel. I found a job ad on Twitter that said, hire for talent, train for skill. I just had my first experience using WordPress, so I decided to apply. And well, 10 years in, almost 10 years in, here I am still at Yoast.
That's about as long as I've been working with WP Engine and Torque Magazine. So I think we've kind of been in the same amount of time. And you probably, were you a WordPress user of any form, like not a diehard user, but were you kind of familiar with WordPress before Yoast?
For 6 weeks. Yeah, so really new. I had no idea what I got myself into and how big Yoast was outside of that little office in Wijchen.
So, you know, I did that unpaid ad for Yoast at the beginning, but it's true. It's just one of those default plugins that I'm going to add to any site if I actually wanted to get people to come and find my content. Yoast SEO is known for getting that SEO from Google and other search engines. What led to the new tool that y'all have launched, the inclusive language analysis tool?
Yeah, so we have a team of linguists at Yoast because what we already had in the tool was the SEO analysis and the readability analysis. And that is mostly the readability part is our team of linguists doing research for all the different languages that we support. And when looking a lot into language and how it evolves, in the current times, it's impossible to not talk about inclusive language and being inclusive. So that's when we came to the realization that this is something that we should help people do better, because it would be really bad if you finally manage to get someone to visit your website and then you accidentally offend them and they leave instead of become your customer. So that led to a lot of research from our linguists, our lingo team, and to the inclusive language analysis.
Okay, so that's interesting. We're talking about like linguists and we're talking about language changing. Who determines what types of words are inclusive or exclusive? Who makes that call? Is there a list somewhere that you're referring to?
So what the team did was a lot of desk research. So look at research done by institutes, by universities, by others to come up with an as good as possible list, because who decides what is inclusive? Well, that is super hard. I think that we mostly decided to err on the side of caution here. Yeah, it is based on a lot of research from around the globe.
And kind of speaking of language around the globe, I believe English has a lot of gender neutral terms for things, a police officer versus policeman, you know, things like that. Is this tool, the inclusive language analysis tool, is it something really tuned for certain languages? Do you all support multiple languages right now?
At this point, it's only focusing on English. And I hope that, well, as soon as possible, we can expand that to other languages as well, because I think it's important in every language, although it may be a bit harder in some than it is, for example, for English, like you said.
You know, we're talking about it's important. I don't think we're just talking necessarily about it's important just for the good of the web. I mean, that comes, you know, mm-hmm. that comes along with it. But I think there's a business case for having inclusive language, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I briefly touched on, if you get someone to visit your website, the goal is usually to sell them something, to give them something, let them learn about your product, your business. And if in the language that you use, you offend people, you scare them off, or they don't feel they belong with your business, that is just costing you money. That's potential customers leaving. So there definitely is a business side to this as well.
Yeah, I feel like when we use the term inclusive, some folks might instantly think about hurting people's feelings or whatever, but this is more just about not excluding people, like trying to keep that open. And I know that we've mentioned, you know, gender a lot here. Like that's mm-hmm. one of the first examples that always comes up. But this goes beyond, this analysis goes beyond just checking to see if you're using gender neutral terms, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that gender is the most well-known example where oftentimes, and this is also how I was raised, you talk about men and women, not realizing that you're excluding other genders. And sometimes it is correct because you know that a specific group is just men and women. But if you're using that as a general term, then it might indeed be excluding other genders. But one of the examples I really like that is a mistake that I definitely made a lot in the past, is if someone is very organized or is very precise about keeping things neat, to say to them, that's a bit OCD, isn't it? Because what you're talking about is actually a mental disease. Obsessive compulsive disorder is a real disease. And by using that as a way to describe behavior, you sort of trivialize the medical condition, and that can contribute to the mental health condition not being taken seriously in society. So there are other terms. Instead of saying that's very OCD, you could say you're obsessed about something, or you're passionate about something, which is replacing a term that has a unintended side effect with a term that is far more neutral in that sense.
Just looking at the site here, just to kind of mm-hmm. say beyond gender, you mentioned, you know, neurodiversity, age, appearance, race, culture, ethnicity, yep. disability, sexual preference, socioeconomic status. These are all the types of things that the tool says that it helps yep. improve and keep open yes. for users, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so it's a lot broader than just gender. Yes.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Taco from Yoast SEO about the new inclusive language analysis tool and talk about kind of specifically how it integrates with Yoast. So if you're a Yoast user, how you'll have access to it. Stay tuned after the break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. My name is Doc. I'm your host, and I'm talking with Taco from Yoast SEO about the new inclusive language analysis tool that's in Yoast SEO. And Taco, this is available in Yoast now, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it was launched early last year in the premium version of Yoast SEO, And late last year, we moved it to the free version. So it's now available to everyone using Yoast SEO.
Okay. And so this is not enabled by default, right? This is something that a user who has Yoast, well, first off, is it paid? And second, how do they go in and kind of switch it on?
Yeah. So this is a free feature. No extra payments whatsoever. Just you go into your settings. We made that a lot easier as of yesterday. There's now, if you install Yoast SEO and you go to all the features, there's a super easy toggle that shows where you can enable inclusive language. And from that point on, you will have a third check in your meta box or in the Gutenberg sidebar, where you can see, so below the SEO analysis, below the readability analysis, will then be an inclusive language analysis.
And it'll show up kind of the same way, like kind of a red if you're using exclusive language, and yellow. Is it kind of familiar to Yoast users, or is it a very different interface?
It's a very well-known interface. It's indeed the traffic lights that we use for the other analyses as well. There is a slight difference, though, because where in the SEO analysis and the readability analysis, we can go as far as this is not good. In inclusive language, the strongest you'll get is really be careful, because it is most likely that this is not inclusive language. And the green doesn't mean you're all good, but it means we didn't recognize any non-inclusive language. Because it's super hard, because it's so complicated, we can't simply say you're all good, there's non-inclusive language in this message. We can only say we didn't detect it.
Will these messages suggest new language too?
Yeah, so if it finds a term or a phrase that we think is problematic or is potentially problematic, the tool will link to an article that explains why that specific term might be problematic and give you alternatives so you can easily change your language, improve your language.
Is this tool kind of based on a hunch that workers at Yoast have, that bounce rates are higher on certain sites because of exclusive language being used? Or is there data backing this up? And kind of along with that, I'm also wondering, is Google looking for inclusive language? Do they have any sort of public announcement that their algorithm favors inclusive language?
Well, that's a lot of questions in one. Let me start with, does Google care about inclusive language? The short answer to that is yes. And I think that one of the ways where you can see that is literally a tweet by John Mueller, who's a spokesperson for Google. His official role is Google Search Advocate. And he's basically the main person to ask questions in, if you want to learn about how Google Search works. And he tweeted September last year, please watch for inclusive language. It doesn't take much work, and you might not get it right all the time, but taking steps to get better matters. Mm-hmm. So he was very vocal about inclusive language being important. And then if you look at, for example, the search quality rating guidelines, the search quality raters are people that help Google, that work for Google to assess whether Google's doing a good job. And there's the guidelines for these people is that's public. And you can see that there's a shift in the way that they assess websites. And there's also focus on inclusive language. And there's a famous SEO, her name is Lily Ray, and she did a big article on that last year, where she really took apart the changes to the quality rater guideline and explained how they are favoring inclusive language more and more.
All right. So that's Google. And you're right. Yeah. I did ask a bunch of questions there. Is there evidence about like higher bounce rates with the exclusive language?
Not that I know of. Other than common sense. I mean, yeah, I don't like going into a place where people offend me. So,
yeah.
No, I not that I'm aware of in hard data.
I mean, it definitely fits common sense. And I think it's a good practice. And I have to say, I'm a little embarrassed. I am phrasing a lot of my questions, like from a business perspective, why is it good to be like inclusive, right? That's embarrassing for me. But like, I definitely feel that, you know, this is kind of a business podcast and you definitely have to kind of make a case for things sometimes. Yes. I feel like a lot of the audience are right on board. Like, absolutely, this is a good change. And not just because it's going to make me more money, but because it's just going to make my writing more open. It's going to make people feel more connected, right? Like, I want to feel connected when I go into a space. So I am a little embarrassed about the way I'm pitching it. But like, you know, I definitely do feel that this is a way to kind of, you know, talk about this, why it's good.
For sure.
If people just don't understand.
Yeah. And I mean, the ethical thing, being inclusive, not offending people, is easy to explain. I mean, I don't think that anyone intentionally offends people all the time. That's not what people are like. That's not what we are programmed to do. We tend to be, well, at least most of us, tend to be nice to the people around us. So I don't think that anyone is out there to try to offend as many people as they can while writing the content on their website. And that means that what we're doing is helping people make small changes by becoming more aware. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a podcast that some of the listeners may know as well. It's called Underrepresented in Tech. And they recently talked about unlearning things. And I think that when you're talking about inclusive language, that is actually key, because as a kid, you've learned a certain vocabulary that was used in your household, in your school, in your in the surroundings that you grew up in. And over time, you've probably learned more things, new ways of expressing yourself, and you may have to unlearn some of the things that you learned before, because you now realize, hey, this is not nice to people, like the OCD example. So I think that it's really about learning new things and unlearning old things, and Yoast SEO will help you do that on your website.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a win-win. I do want to ask, has there been all positive reactions? Have there been reactions, like negative reactions, from people who didn't understand the tool or was upset that y'all were working on a tool like this?
Definitely. Yeah, no, there's definitely been some comments from people that say that we've gone all woke. My favorite one is someone who said that we've now installed a woke police gnome into Yoast SEO. We played a bit with the AI image generation tools to get an idea of what that would look like. But yes, there've been people who said, hey, this is not okay. You should stay out of this because, you're getting, onto terrain that is not necessarily SEO. You're, you know, stick with what you know best. And there's people who feel that being inclusive is very politically driven. And for me, that is very hard to understand, because I don't think that a political affiliation has anything to do with being nice to people. But yeah, there have been people who dislike that Yoast SEO is now judging them as they feel it.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you sharing that with me. I think this is another good spot for us to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Taco from Yoast SEO. about the new inclusive language analysis tool and what else Yoast is working on in this space. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast. I'm your host, Doc Pop, and I am chatting with Taco from Yoast SEO about the new inclusive language analysis tool. And we've chatted so far about kind of the way the tool works, the types of things it's looking for, and how that can improve your business. I actually want to kind of pivot away. I think we've covered all of the new tool. I think it's awesome, and I hope people check it out. I am kind of curious, though. Yoast has been working on a lot of other projects that aren't really, I mean, in a way they're related because they have the word diversity in them, but they're not really, this isn't about improving your writing. This is just about making WordPress better. Can you tell us about some of the projects y'all are working on in that space?
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot lately, like you said. One of the things that's sort of related is that it was just yesterday that we did a big overhaul of the admin of Yoast SEO to make it easier for people to find what they were looking for. And that's, for the first time, we deviated from the default WordPress stuff. So that's definitely big and it's awesome. And it's absolutely something you should check out as well. But in the community sense, I think what you're referring to is the Yoast Care Fund and the Yoast Diversity Fund. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So both of them are, and this is where I get really, really enthusiastic. as you know, I mean, we've been very vocal about that. We care about inclusion and diversity a lot. You can see that when you look at the company, you can see that when you look at the diversity in our leadership team. But we needed a way a couple of years ago, and this is sent by Marieke, our former CEO and current head of growth, chief growth officer, official title, I remembered it. And she sort of invented the Yoast Diversity Fund. And that means that we pledge $25,000 a year to help speakers from typically underrepresented groups in tech to overcome financial obstacles they face when they want to speak at a conference. Most of the time, that means travel and stay, but it can be other things as well.
That's a really cool project. Y'all have been doing that for a few years now, right? Like even since before the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah. I think this is now the fourth or the fifth year. Yeah. Yeah. And especially now we return to in-person events. I mean, during COVID, it was slightly harder to find good use for the fund. But now we're returning to the in-person events. We definitely invite people who identify as part of a minority or underrepresented group in tech to reach out if they face financial hurdles that prevent them from speaking at tech conferences, and specifically in WordPress, of course.
I think that's an awesome project. Taco, if anyone listening has more questions about the new inclusive language analysis tool or anything else we mentioned on the show, what's a good way to find you online?
The quickest way is, at least for now, as long as Elon keeps it in the air, Twitter. That would be at Taco Verdo. Same goes, by the way, for LinkedIn. You can find me there as well. Or on the WordPress Slack, of course.
Hmm. Well, our guest today has been Taco Verdo, the head of relations at Yoast. Thank you so much for listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. You can follow my adventures over on Twitter as well. At the Torque Mag. The Torque Mag is the resource that I work for where we share interviews like this, tutorials, cartoons, much more. So you can follow at the Torque Mag on Twitter or go to torquemag.io to find more episodes like this. You can also subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or you can download directly from WMR.fm. I'm your host, Dr. Popular. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine. and I love to spotlight members of the community each week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.